TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same. Abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.
Well, running for answers. We all need answers. 904 in the ATL, 604 out west. 917-889-3926. This is Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio, a lyricist of the BET's Hip Hop Award goes to Kendrick Lamar. We gonna be all right. Again, lyricist of the year. We're recapping last night's BET Hip Hop Awards, plus it's Relationship Wednesday, and you know we chop it up with feet up in here, helping you get over the hump. Let's take it to the streets, all the way live from the other side of the ATL. She went from Union City to Buckhead. She said it was the move from hell, but she's here. She's here. Hot chocolate. What's up, man?
I'm here, Lord. I'm here. I'm broke down.
Thank you,
Jesus. I'm tired. My apartment is in disarray right now, but glory, I am here. Thank you.
Hey, we're helping you get over the hump this Wednesday. Hey, folks, listen, this is what I say. What you think about, you bring about. If you can see it, you can be it. Do you hear me? I don't care what it is that you're trying to accomplish, how difficult it may be today, I'm encouraging you, press your way. All the way
Amen.
Live from Columbia, South Carolina. Give it up. Fee, what you got?
Hey, what's happening?
We are here, and I saw, and I hope you're here tonight to talk about what we got posted, because we got that bomb snapper posted. But what you got for us tonight? What you cooking up?
I am going to present to you guys Chinese Fee's Way, which is my baked sesame chicken.
Mm-hmm. Baked sesame. Okay, I need you to introduce it as baked sesame, because I don't know what the hell you said at first, but I didn't want it.
Really?
Baked
I said Chinese food, Felicia's way. There you go.
Listen, all of that ran together, and it sounded like Kung Fao Chu. I didn't know what the hell you said.
Really?
Sesame chicken.
You sipping on that yak? Not that water right now.
No,
that
not
yak.
At all.
That's what you got.
Not at all.
Okay.
It just all ran together for me. Yeah,
I'm so ran together. Now. I don't know what to do with myself.
But, I'm telling you, I'm going to have to go back and listen myself, because it did not sound like whatever you just described. It didn't sound
You
like
got
that.
It right, Chocolate, right? You got that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
not
she
that.
Got
okay.
it. She said it from the gate. Yeah, she said it from the gate.
All right.
Hey, let's get into the recap of these 2018 Hip Hop Music Awards. Man, listen. Featured verse, Motorsport. I mean, hot ticket performer, Drake. I mean, we knew Drake was going to shut it down, you know, for the most part. I mean, we definitely should have known that. The big ticket performer, Drake. Mixtape up here. Simi. I don't even know who the hell Simi is, but he won that mixtape. Hip-hop online site. What's your favorite hip-hop online site? Let me see if y'all got they got that. Hip-hop award. World Star.
Really?
2018 BET Award. Right. Track
I thought it would have been
Impact
Shade Room.
Yeah, you would have thought it was Shade Room. But between the two.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would have gave it to the Shade Room. But it's World Star.
Okay.
Impact Track of the Year. This is America.
Nice.
I mean,
Come
on. And he did his thing. He did his thing this
Definitely
year. Producer of the Year, Pharrell Williams. Cardi B plus three. Cardi got Hustler of the Year. Cardi got Made You Look of the Year. And Cardi got MVP of the Year.
Absolutely.
Deserved.
BET Hip Hop Awards.
Well
yeah. Absolutely.
Very well deserved. Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't really like the beef between her and Minaj right now, you know, because they're two powerful women. Nevertheless, Cardi B has earned every award she has made this year.
I'm not really a Nicki fan, but I would love to see a collaboration between the two of them. It would do wonders for females in hip hop. It would do wonders.
I agree with that. I do. Now, let me ask you guys, did you guys watch the awards? or did you kind of like watch?
I've only seen some performances. We have posted it, some of the awards on our Facebook page, but no, I've not seen the whole thing.
I've not seen the whole thing.
You said you did see it. You did see the whole thing.
I attempted.
How much of it have you seen?
You talking to Fee?
How much have you seen, Fee?
I saw it from beginning to end. I kind of drifted off, unless it was the cipher. That's the highlight for me. All in all, now this is my personal opinion. So guys, don't come for me because I'm petty. It was straight trash. That was the most garbage award show I've seen in a long time.
Wow.
I mean, I could pick little pieces that were okay, but for the most part, I could have watched a rerun of Empire, and that is so not my show.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
But
Little Duval, he killed it at the end.
On the highlight. And so I heard about that. I got to see that performance for myself. But no, I think these award shows have become overrated. I mean, so overrated that, you know, some people don't even show up anymore. Like, I don't think Drake has showed up for an award show. In years.
I don't fault him because it's not doing anything to up his career. You know, it's not giving it any leverage. And I'm telling you, you guys have just got to make sure you have your remote in your hand and you can hit the fast forward button when you do choose to watch it. But it was even my youngest. You know, she could pick out some of the artists that were performing. And I'm like, who is that? Who is that? She was like, oh, my God, he's trash. Why didn't have him up here? Oh, my God, this person. I just felt like it was thrown together and it was basically put together by Play-Doh. It just felt very childish.
You make me not even want to watch it.
I like
so
your comparison.
I appreciate your report right now because you're making me not even want to watch it.
I like
that. Yeah, like
I
said, put the remote in your hand. That Cardi B's performance was hot. Again, the Cypher, I keep hyping them up. And Little Duval was the last performance. And his little 2'5" self, he killed that song.
Them shoulders.
He was killing them shoulders on the Hip Hop Music Awards, and so we're gonna go to the kitchen. Hey, but it is Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday, and so after we chop it up, got a hot topic tonight. Want to discuss? Got this straight off of Facebook earlier in the week, and the topic tonight, Relationship Wednesday. If a dude is not helping you to pay the bills, is he worth your time? If you're in a situation with a dude and he's not helping you to pay your bills, well, I think the scenario was something like if you got an $1,800 rent payment and somebody's hitting you up asking you what you're doing, is he worth your time? I'm doing my rent, is what she's saying. And so I got a response to that. That is probably something that people aren't that ready to hear. But that's what we're talking about tonight. Is a dude worth your time? Is he not, if he's not paying your bills? But first, we're chopping it up with Fee.
I got beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
All right, I got my honey baked sesame chicken. Was that better, TM?
I heard that.
Okay, never mind. Okay. you're going to need 4 chicken breasts, 1 cup of cornstarch, 3 eggs, salt and pepper to taste, and 1/4 of a cup of canola oil. For your sauce, you're going to need 3/4 of a cup of honey, 3/4 of a cup of soy sauce, 1/2 cup of ketchup, 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 1/2 cup of rice wine vinegar, 1 teaspoon of sesame oil, 1 teaspoon of minced garlic, and 1 tablespoon of cornstarch. Now, you're going to preheat your oven to 325 degrees. Once you've, of course, washed your chicken well, cut your chicken breast into bite-sized pieces and season with your salt and pepper. In a separate bowl, you're going to place your cornstarch and slightly beaten eggs in another bowl. Dip your chicken into the cornstarch, then coat it in the egg mixture. I've also found that you can put the chicken pieces in a gallon-sized bag and shake it to coat. That's a little easier. Heat your canola oil in a large skillet over medium-high heat and cook your chicken until it's brown. Place the chicken in a 9x13 greased baking dish. In a medium-sized mixing bowl, combine your honey, soy sauce, ketchup, brown sugar, rice wine vinegar, sesame oil, minced garlic, and your cornstarch. Pour over your chicken and bake for 45 minutes or until the chicken is cooked thoroughly. I stirred the chicken every 15 minutes so that it was coated completely in the sauce. Take that out. Sprinkle you a little bit of sesame seeds and some green onion for garnish. Serve that with some noodles or if you like with some rice. If you want to go the healthy way, make it a lettuce wrap. Absolutely fantabulous. Let me know how that works for you guys.
Ooh. Real talk, real people, real time here in the Social Lab, PM Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, the General, and we just finished chopping it up with that delicious sesame chicken recipe is up on our website. Definitely go check it out. And, yeah, see, that idea is a lettuce wrap. Ideal. Ideal.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
9:17 p.m. here in the Social Lab. It is Relationship Wednesday. And before we went to the kitchen with CTM, hit this a little bit to our topic now. I did see that same topic, but on Instagram as a meme. And the meme tickled me. It was, no woman over 40 is trying to be bothered with a man who's texting her WYD, which is the shortened version of what are you doing. Oh, no. I apologize. I said it incorrectly. No woman over 40 who has bills over $1,800 a month is trying to be bothered with a man who's texting her WYD. So, the equivalent to that in Facebook and Instagram. Ladies, if the man is not helping you pay your bills, is he worth your time? 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. Remember to press 1 so the engineer knows that you want to respond or weigh in. Now, I have a response to that. A little background to that. I recently started dating again since I relocated here to the Atlanta area. And as Tia mentioned, I had the move from National Lampoon Hell to my new residence here in the Buckhead area. Okay, fine. The man that I'm dating called me and inquired, you know, how the move was going. I let him know how badly it was going. He then proceeded to ask me, one, why I didn't hire a mover. Two, tell me that he and his brother were getting ready to move their mother, but they're going to go half and hire movers. Three, he texted me the next morning and said that he hoped that the move was going better as he flipped the pillow to the cool side. And never once said, you know, can I help? No, he said what he said was, why didn't you tell me? And I reminded him that I did tell him. So, needless to say, he's not.
Okay, did you tell him, or did you tell him, or did you tell him you was moving, or did you ask him to help you? Did you?
No, he knew way in advance. I have been talking about this move for months. Actually, the whole time we've been dating, which is roughly 3 months.
Did he not know that you didn't have help, though? Because if you didn't flat out ask him for help, I'm thinking that might have implied that you had help.
No. When he asked how the move was going and I told him horribly, it was because I did not have the help that I originally thought I had. The help that my son and I thought we had.
Okay, I don't want to hijack your point. I don't want to hijack your point. We got like 10 minutes left in the show. So just fast forward to your point, because I don't want to hijack it.
Fast forward to the point is he's no longer on the team because he felt like it was appropriate to make jokes.
No.
About.
No longer on the team?
No longer on the team. No.
I'm with you, Hot Chocolate.
No longer on the team.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
And he was still auditioning for a spot on the team, so he didn't even get past the tryouts. Like,
just didn't make it. Just didn't make it.
So that told me if I was really in a bind, I could not depend on him.
There you go.
So for me, I get the point, right? If you spoke to him on that day, and you let him know on that day that you were in a crunch, it really was no longer, it was irrelevant. Everything else prior to that was irrelevant. If it was clear that you were in a bind. So I totally get the point. But let's bring it back to the actual, like, topic that
just
that
paying
you've been,
of bills.
If just. The fact that, you know, as a grown woman with grown bills, a man hitting you up asking you what you're doing, you shunning that just because you got bills. See, this is my perspective on it, and this is what I actually responded to the post. And I literally, told the person, I'm about to say something that's probably about to piss some people off, including you. And it was their post. So I had to just put a disclaimer out there, right? And I said, this entire topic, I could do a whole show around this topic. And they said, you should. And before I knew it, guess what? Their post became the damn show. So their post became the show. Because
what was your response to the post?
This was my response. A grown
And don't clean it up.
Man,
don't clean it up.
Any man walking the face of this earth only has an obligation financially to his wife and to his children.
Agree.
Every man walking the face of the earth has no financial obligation to anyone outside of their wife and children. And if my financial support damns our relationship, that's something I should know about at the onset. You should be able to make a decision, and I should be able to make a decision based on expectations. The problem is there are unspoken expectations that are applied in relationships that neither men or women are totally mature about, particularly as it relates to money. Because as grown people, if we both have separate houses, guess what? We both got grown-ass bills.
True. I agree with that. But and to piggyback off of what you're saying, you're absolutely correct. And I can also follow that up with my grown-ass hoo-ha is not obligated to be given to anyone other than my husband.
Yeah, but so now you're referencing it as prostitution. Because, see,
if I got a paycheck,
then I need to know, I can pay for hoo-ha and not have no obligation to it.
You can, but why are you also asking me to – go ahead, see, I'm sorry.
You're wanting to me, and it goes for both women and men. It goes for both
on
both sides.
Let me put this disclaimer out there. I'm in a relationship. So this perspective does not necessarily apply to my relationship. But I have been a single man, and I think as it relates to relationships in general, there are expectations that are unspoken.
Yeah, and this should be a beginning of a relationship type topic. You're correct. This should be at the forefront. But on both ends, you need to set your standards as to what you're looking for. As a female, as a single female, I shouldn't be giving my boyfriend husband privileges. As so, the guy that I'm dating.
But how many women are applying in their lives? See, that I totally agree. And see, that's where we mess up, right? Because let me tell you how we think it's been. Why are we going to buy the cow when we get the milk for free? Our daddies told us that. Our granddaddies told our daddies that. And you know that. You know that.
Right.
So what are we talking about? See, it goes back to those unspoken expectations. See, you can't, on one hand, want it one way. You want to be slung around a room. You want to be, you know, flipped back and forth across the bed. And then you want me to goddamn pay the cable bill, the rent, and the car note? See, something got to get
it. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. I ask you to pay all the bills.
Right.
You're not my wife.
I didn't ask you to pay all
You're
the
not
bills.
My wife.
Okay.
You're
I
not
understand,
my wife.
But let me go with this example. While you're dating, you're going to court me, you know, take me out wherever I want. You're going to pay for everything. But when I need something or I'm in a bind, you know, with a bill or,
I should
you know, whatever.
To
I'm not.
Help you, see, if no. If I care about you, at the end of the day and you're in a bind, you're never going to have to worry about it if I know that you're in a bind, if I really
there
care
you go.
About you.
But all
there you
men
go.
Are not
see,
like
but,
that.
But see, no. That's not what we're talking about now. We're not talking about helping you out in a bind. What we're talking about is you don't want to be bothered because you didn't signed up for an $1,800 mortgage that you can't damn it pay. And now you mad.
No,
that's what I'm talking about.
No, I can pay it. But if I say I want to go shopping and, you know, I don't want to pay the mortgage this month. Can you pay the mortgage? Then, okay.
Oh, see, I think you're out of line. That's your damn mortgage. You need to be responsible with it.
I am responsible with it. But if I want to do something and you care about me, why wouldn't you help me? I would do that for you.
See, but what you said was when you're in a bind. See, what you're talking about is preference. Goes back to unspoken expectations. See, folks, what we have to do as adults is we have to have real conversations, because what happens is, you know, you just think that I'm going to go with the flow. And it goes both ways, because sometimes as men, we just think you're going to go with the flow. And if you don't tell me, if I don't know, then I won't know. And what typically happens is I don't know until you're mad, until you pissed off. Until you done cut it off. See, the first thing Fee said is, but see, if you don't want to pay my bills, then you don't want none of my hoo-ha. Well, damn it, I ain't saying nothing like that. That's you. That's
but
you
no,
saying.
That's a broader spectrum.
But that's
me
what
personally,
women hold things, you know, it hostage when all we need to do is set better expectations. It is hump day Wednesday. We got 2 minutes left in the show, and it belongs to you two.
I just personally feel like what Gina said, that as far as if she's in a bind, then as your mate, that person should show up for
always.
You. And because
always.
I would show up for that particular person.
Always.
Now, me personally, if I have a mortgage of $1,800, exactly. So that would be up front. And if I'm a person who chose an $1,800 mortgage, then yes, my income should be able to reflect such that
you
I can take care of it.
Let me say this though. We know damn well a lot of mofos go out here and extend beyond their means, and they be trying to
Absolutely.
Figure it out along the way. It's not right when you try to shift that responsibility on somebody else when you are not responsible and accountable for your decisions. Get out of here with those unspoken expectations.
I agree with that.
I agree too.
I can agree with that. Hey.
We out of here back Monday.
Long Radio Show. See him live. 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 See him live.